Is fasting a good way to kickstart my weight loss? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Niskers from Instagram asks, is fasting a good way to kickstart my weight loss? There is a really good way to use fasting to accelerate weight loss and then to keep it off. And I will be right back to share it and also what you need to do first before you do it. Stay with me. All right. So fasting, intermittent fasting, this is big time in the news now. And I'm glad because there's some amazing benefits from fasting, whether you're just doing a 16-hour fast or you're doing a 24-hour fast or a multi-day fast. There are some incredible, incredible benefits, especially something called autophagy. And that literally is your body taking out the cellular trash. It's like a cellular detox. So that is fantastic. And the reality is it can be a quick way to reset your blood sugar, get your blood sugar really stabilized quickly. But before you do it, there's a couple things that I would advise. Number one, you want to make sure you're a good detoxifier. If you're trying to lose fat, whenever you're saying weight loss, I'm assuming you really mean fat loss, right? If you're trying to lose fat, then you've got to be good at detoxifying because your body stuffs toxins into your fat cells and then lowers your body temperature, lowers your thyroid function to hold on to it so that you don't have these toxins just floating around your body. So number one is you got to be a great detoxifier. And so that means that you are a good sweater, you are pooping well, that you're eating a high fiber diet, doing a lot of sweating, ideally have an infrared sauna. Shout out to my buddies over at Sunlight and Sauna for mine. You're exercising, you're doing a lot of things to help with circulation, you got a lot of green plants, you're drinking a lot of clean, pure water, all those things. Then next up, I'm going to recommend doing the sugar impact diet. Why? Because this is going to help your body shift from being a sugar burner, where you have to eat every couple hours, and if you don't eat, you're like, ah, I feel hungry, to being a fat burner, where you can easily go 4 to 6 hours between meals. You're much calmer, just like I am right now. And you may even skip a meal and forget to eat. That is when you know you've moved into being a fat burner. And you really want to be there if you're going into intermittent fasting or fasting. Because if you're a sugar burner relying on incoming every couple of hours and you try to fast, you will fail fast. So first do the sugar impact diet. That will prepare you to be able to intermittent fast with ease and fast with ease. Now, why do I love these things? Well, one of the things that we know is that if you lower your calories for an extended period of time, your body is wise and protects you from yourself and also lowers your metabolism to accommodate it. It downshifts, which is the very opposite effect of what you really want to have happening. So why I love intermittent fasting and fasting is that it naturally creates something called caloric variability, where your calories vary. So you're not downshifting your calories. You downshift them maybe for a day or two or three, and then you bring them back up and then you downshift them. So you've got good caloric variability and you're also metabolically flexible. You can burn ketones for energy. You can burn fat for energy. You can burn sugar for energy. Your body's kind of like a great hybrid car. And that's what we're really trying to do. So again, the process here, make sure you're a good detoxifier. You're putting in all of those strategies that help you detoxify on a daily basis. Then go do the sugar impact diet and make sure that you've moved into being a fat burner rather than a sugar burner. And then move into intermittent fasting. And then once you've done that, you can graduate to full-on fasting. All right, there you go. Let me know how it goes. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.